Night Has a Thousand Eyes by Cornell Woolrich, narrated by Angela Brazil. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Meeting. Every night he walked along the river, going home. Every night, about 1. You do that when you're young, walk along beside the river, looking at the water, looking at the stars. Sometimes you do that even when you're a detective and, strictly speaking, have nothing to do with stars. He could have taken a bus, ridden home as all the others did when he came off duty. It wasn't even the shortest route to where he lived, this walk beside the river. It took him out of his way a little. He didn't mind that. It sounded better when you whistled, with the water there beside you. It made the stars seem brighter, and it made you want to look at them more when the water was there below them to catch them upside down. It made you dream better, those dreams you have in your head in your 20s. You can't dream in a bus with your fellows all around you. And so, every night he walked along the river, going home. Every night, about 1, a little after. Anything you keep doing like that, if you keep on doing it long enough, suddenly one time something happens. Something that counts. Something that matters. Something that changes the whole rest of your life. And you forget all the other times that went before it, and just remember that once. Sean was his name. The others couldn't figure him out.